In the beginning of Perek Yud Ches in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains how every Jew, because he is a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, inherits from the forefathers, from the patriarchs, he inherits a nefesh, ruach, neshama, that comes from one aspect of holiness from one of the worlds, Atzilus Bri Yetzira Asiya. Even if he comes from the malchus of the world of Asiya, yet since holiness is oneness, therefore even in the lowest level of holiness, in the malchus of Asiya, there is chachma of Asiya. And in chachma there is godliness. In chachma there is God himself. As the Alter Rebbe will soon explain, why, what it is about chachma that makes it the appropriate channel, the appropriate resting place for God. Chachma is the source of knowledge. It is not an actual study, an actual comprehension. It is the origin and the source of seichel and of wisdom. Chachma is the seat of bittul, because chachma is the transition from not knowing to knowing, and in that birth, in that process of knowledge coming into being from not knowing to knowing, that is a very humbling experience. Ezehu chacham hazeh yes haneilad. Chachma means to see the birth, to actually see the transition, the yesh ma'ayin, from not knowing to knowing. And that is humility. And in humility, God can be present. So in the humility of the neshama, which is the chachma of the neshama, there God is present. And therefore, even the lowest of the low can give birth to a very high neshama. Today's Tanya, for the first day of Shrat, the Shredish Shrat, is in chapter 18, Perek Yud Ches. It's on Daf Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 78. And we are two lines from the top. Hine Chochmo Himokir HaSeichel V'Havon. Chochmo sometimes refers to one faculty of intelligence. But here, we are using chachma to describe the source of intelligence. The source of seichel and havana. Vehi lemaila mehabino, and chachma is higher than bino, shehu havana haseichel v'hasagosei. Bino means the comprehension of the concept, the grasp of the concept. And chachma is above grasp, above comprehension. There is no understanding yet in the level of chachma. Vehi mokir lohem. Chachma is the source for the understanding, but it is not yet in itself understanding. Vezehu loshen chachma, and this is why the word chachma is composed of two words, koyach ma. The potential for ma, shehu ma she'enei musag. It is that potential for what is not yet understood and not yet moven. Ve'enei nitves b'hasoga adayin. It is not yet comprehended by intelligence. V'lochein mislabish bo erin seif baruchu. And that's why God is clothed in chochmo. Less machshava tfisa beklau, because just as God is above seichel and above comprehension, therefore he expresses himself and he is present in that faculty that is also above seichel, above comprehension. Lochein kol Yisrael afilu hanoshim v'amei ha'odetz, and therefore all Jews, even Jews who are lacking in the knowledge of the greatness of God, like the women and the unlearned, who don't have the learning and the knowledge to produce a love and a fear out of knowledge, out of understanding of God's greatness, yet they are attached to God and connected to God, ma'aminim ba'Hashem, they believe in God, she'emuno hi lamayla mehadas v'hashaga. Emuno, the Alter Rebbe here equates with chachma. Chachma is that which precedes intelligence and comprehension. It is higher than knowing. And emuna, belief, is also higher than knowing. Kipesi yamin l'chol davar v'orim yovin. Because the simpleton believes in all things, it says. He believes everything, and the prudent understands. So the pesi, the simpleton, means the person who is not functioning on seichel, because he accepts what he's told, because he can't challenge what he is told, because he is lacking wisdom. The same is true also of emunah. Emunah sees the truth. In other words, there's that part of the neshama that is above seichel, the chachma of the neshama, and there emunah takes place. Emunah means you see the truth. Also, emunah means connected to God, intimately connected to God, and therefore doesn't need to know God in order to know God. Doesn't have to comprehend in the mind in order to know. He knows on the level of emunah. Ulegabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when it comes to godliness, shehu lemaila min haseichel v'hadas, God is above intelligence and above knowledge, v'les machshava tvisa beklal, and no thought can comprehend him at all. Therefore, hakel ki pitiim etzle yisbarech, that we are all like simpletons when it comes to understanding God. Kedichsev, as it says, v'ani bar v'leyeda b'hamesh hayisi imoch, says, I am devoid of knowledge. I am like an animal. But then it concludes on a positive note, v'ani tamid imoch, I am always with you. What is the connection between the two parts? The idea being that it's precisely because I am devoid of knowledge and like an animal, simple in my knowledge, that's why I am always with you on the level of emunah. Because emunah is that level where knowledge doesn't go, and yet the truth there is experienced and seen. This idea that emunah is higher than das, the Tzemach Tzedek explains that emunah applies to truth. Das means logic. A person studies something and he grasps it and he comprehends it. He comprehends the logic of it, the seichel of it. Emunah relates not to logic. Emunah relates to emes. The mind comprehends intelligence. Emunah comprehends truth. Like, for example, the neshama above sees the truth, and from that there is a trickle-down effect where the neshama that is in the body that doesn't see the truth feels it as part of the neshama, because the higher part of the neshama sees the truth, the lower part of the neshama is moved by it. Also, truth strengthens emunah. As, for example, the expression Mikodem Divrei Emes, words of truth are recognizable. They help the emunah. They guide the emunah. And this idea, the mushal, of the simpleton, he is simple not in his emunah. It's not that emunah is not clear or strong or firm. On the contrary, it is firmer and stronger and deeper precisely because seichel can't touch it. Seichel can't reach that level at all, and therefore there are no doubts and there are no questions. The emunah is strong and firm. Sometimes emunah is also called recognition. When the neshama recognizes something, that's called emunah, which is much deeper and much higher than comprehension, which is seichel. And for this, the Alter Rebbe brings the pasuk, Ani bar v'lo yeda b'hamei sheyisi imoch. I am devoid of knowledge, like an animal, and I am always with you. And the Alter Rebbe explains, Kloymar, shebaze shani baru bahameis, because I am devoid of knowledge, and like an animal, without seichel, it is because of that, that is not a chesaron, that's not a fault, but that is a virtue. And as a result, ani tamid imach, therefore I am always with you. V'lochein afilu kal shebekalam upeshe Yisrael, and this is why, because there is an element of chachma to the neshama, and this chachma is higher than comprehension. That's why God can rest and be present in the chachma, and it is from this chachma that we have emuna, our faith in God. And faith means a strong attachment to the truth of God. That's why even the Kal Shebekalam Upeshe Yisrael, first he says that even those who don't learn, who are lacking in the information and the knowledge of God's greatness, still believe in God. Now he takes it a step further. Even those who in their behavior do not usually devote themselves to God, and their behavior does not bespeak their emuna in God. The Kal Shebekalam Upeshe Yisrael. They're lacking not only information and knowledge of God's greatness, they lack the fundamental commitment to behaving the way God wants. And yet, even they are Mesrim Nafsham Al Kedushas Hashem Al Hazeiv. They generally, the majority of them, will give their life for God's greatness, godliness or holiness. They would rather die than deny or sever their bond with God. And they will even tolerate terrible suffering, persecution, rather than deny the oneness of God. Even if they are themselves not only sinful in their behavior, they are also ignorant and have no knowledge of God's greatness. So they have both faults. They're lacking in knowledge and in behavior. Yet even they, in the majority of cases, will give their life rather than deny God. And in those instances where they don't give their life, in those exceptions where they are not Mesir Nefesh, the Rebbe says that that's only because they don't really believe in the idol that they're asked to believe in, and therefore don't feel that they're being severed. They don't feel that they're separating themselves from God, because in their heart and in their mind, they know that this Aveda Zara, this idol that they're bowing to, is worthless and meaningless and senseless. And even if they do know a little bit about godliness, in that bit that they know, ein mizbeinim klal, they don't contemplate God's greatness, not even the little bit that they know, ve'ein meisim nafsham achmas das v'zbonanus b'Hashem klal. So it is clear that they are not giving up their life because of their knowledge or their comprehension of godliness, because they don't have any, and even if they have a little bit, they haven't thought about it, they don't contemplate it, and it can't possibly be their motivation. Elo, what then gives them this kind of strength, this kind of clarity and certainty about godliness, for which they are willing to sacrifice their life? It is belishum das v'hizbonanus, it is without any knowledge, without any contemplation, because that kind of mesiras nefesh, lahavdul ananju, also has. And it is even more common by them, that kind of mesiras nefesh, where they are devoted and committed to a project and they refuse to let go, even at the pain of death. But this is not the mesiras nefesh of a Jewish neshama. By the neshama, it is without any motivation coming from logic and from comprehension at all. Zak ki'ilu hu dover shi'i efshir klal lichpe b'Hashem echod. It is as if they are totally incapable of denying God, the oneness of God, belishum tam v'tainu mayne klal, without any reason, without any argument at all, v'hainu mishum shashem echad meir mechaye kol ha-nefesh, it is because the one God is what illuminates and gives life to the nefesh of every Jew, by being clothed in the element of chachma within the nefesh. And this chachma is above a higher level than knowledge and seichel that is comprehended. And when the Alter Rebbe says that it's as if it's impossible, the fact is that it is impossible. A Jew cannot sever himself from God. But it's as if it's impossible, because this conviction, this commitment, and this attachment that a Jew has to God comes from the neshama, and in the neshama it is a choice that the neshama makes. It comes from bechira. So it's not true that the neshama can't help it. But as a result of its bechira, the person is incapable of making, of severing himself from God. In the Hayyim Yem for the Shchedesh Shvat, for the first of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that the saying of Tillim every day after davening applies equally to Chabad shuls and to those who follow the Ashkenazic or Polish Nusach. May God be with them, because it is for all Jews. On account of Avos Yisrael, the love of our fellow Jew, and especially in view of the importance and the inner significance of saying Tillim with a minyan, which affects literally every Jew materially, in children, life, and in sustenance, and spiritually as well, so out of love for another Jew, we must make every effort with every means possible to see to it that it becomes an established practice to say the Tillim every morning in every shul and of every nusach.